All right, so as we're here to learn about how to configure MikroTik routers, I'm going to assume that you already know what a pie hole is. I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to assume that you've already got one set up. If you've got no idea what a pie hole is, just keep in mind that in order to do what we're about to do, you're going to need to have one. While it may sound like something offensive, it's actually a single board computer or even a virtual machine that runs on your network 24/7. It acts as your DNS server for your network. It filters out ads at the DNS level. So since the ad never downloads, your internet becomes perceptibly faster. Your data usage is reduced a surprising amount, and you see a notable reduction in the number of advertisements that you're subjected to. Now, it can have a downside sometimes, such as if you're browsing Amazon. Sometimes they'll present you with a relevant product suggestion, but when you click on it, it's going to get blocked because it's an ad. But all in all, this is a fantastic solution that cuts ads way down on your entire network. You don't have to install software on your devices, and there's no configuration on a device-to-device level. As soon as your device is connected to the network, it gains the filtering capabilities of your pie hole. So if you are unfamiliar with pie hole at this point, or otherwise if you don't have one, I did a tutorial last year that walks you through the basic setup. For those of you who are watching on YouTube or through our website at category5.tv, you can simply click that icon to see the tutorial. Otherwise, head on over to our website, category5.tv, and just do a quick search for pie hole, and it's spelled just like you see on the screen there, pie-hole. The video you're looking for is called Block Ads and Porn Using a Single Board Computer. I'll wait. Okay, so now that you've apparently got your pie hole all set up, let's see how to configure this on our MikroTik router. So on my network, my pie hole device is at 10.0.0.2. Your DNS server obviously has to have a static IP address within your network. So that's the IP address that I'm going to be routing my DNS traffic to. So I want to show you a couple things here in WebFig. So I'm going to click on IP, which is already open, and then DNS. So when I go in there, you're going to see the dynamic servers that my network is currently dishing out to all my devices through DHCP. Well, I want to change that. I want to actually set these to be my pie hole. But you notice I can't actually change those. It doesn't allow me to make any changes here. So first, what I have to do is click on DHCP client, click on your Ether1 in my case, which is, you'll remember from earlier in our MikroTik series, the Ether1 interface is my internet connection. So that's the actual connection to the router, from the router to the modem to give me my internet connectivity. So I'm going to click on that, and I'm going to turn off use peer DNS. So basically I'm saying I don't want to use the DNS that's given to me by my ISP, and hit OK. Now when I go to DNS, you'll see now dynamic servers are gone. There's nothing there. And presumably, unless it's cached, if I try to go somewhere, it's just going to time out because right now I do not have any DNS servers. So now I need to add my own. 10.0.0.2, and then hit apply. It's done. That's all there is to it, in a manner of speaking. But I'm going to reverse that. So we've gone through that process just to show you. I'm going to reverse that so that I can show you a demonstration of what we're actually achieving. So let's turn back on our peer DNS. I have trouble with these trackpads. I should get a mouse. Okay, so see, we're back on the dynamic. So I'm going to bring up a website, and you're going to need to do this within Firefox or Chrome, Don't do it in Brave, because Brave obviously already blocks advertisements. Don't do it in a browser that has an ad blocking tool installed and actively working, because it's not going to actually show you the success of doing what we're about to do by routing through our pie hole. So what I want to do is go to https://ads-blocker.com. And the reason I want to go there is because it's just an ad-heavy demonstration website. So if you scroll down a little ways, you're going to start to see some advertising here on this website. There are ads that come up on this site. It looks like Firefox is actually already blocking some. So I'm going again. uBlock Origin. Requests blocked 7 or 10% of this page. Can I turn that off? Is that what's doing it? Yeah. Now we're going to see ads. There you go. So Firefox is now including an ad blocker. That's cool. But understand, so, well, if Firefox already has an ad blocker, why do we need to go to all this work? Why do we need a pie hole? Remember how I said this does the ad blocking at the DNS level. So, and I hinted to the fact that you're going to reduce your bandwidth consumption, you're going to speed up your internet. And that is because with something like an ad blocking plugin or an ad blocking browser, traditionally what happens is it still downloads the ad. It just hides it. It blocks it. But with the DNS level blocking, it's actually the request to the ad servers that respond with a null response. So it's actually blocking the ability for your computer to reach the ad server at all. It can't download anything. They can't track you. They can't trace that request. It doesn't matter. It's going to be blocked at the DNS level. So there's so much more to it. So now that I've got this uBlock disabled, you can see there's a Google ad right here. Okay. So back over to my MikroTik here. Let's again go to DHCP client under IP. And there are many ways to do this. You can do this on a network by network basis if you want, but I'm just going to do this on my entire network because I want any device that is on my network to go through the pie hole. I can turn off use peer DNS and hit OK. Now go to DNS and add my pie hole. 10.0.0.2. And this is all quite instantaneous. However, there are a couple of things to note. So I'm going to clear my cache. This is DNS cache. Flush cache. So now anything that has already been accessed is flushed out of the DNS cache. And so it's not going to be, it's going to request it again and go through the pie hole. The other thing to keep in mind is you could, if you wanted to, go into DHCP server networks. So instead of doing this at DNS, I could just say, okay, my LAN or these are my guest Wi-Fi networks. I could just add a specific DNS server for those. So I could do that. See how diverse the configuration can be with a MikroTik? So by doing it that way, you could have multiple pie holes with multiple different settings. You could have a mom and dad Wi-Fi that has direct access through like Google's DNS or something like that, if you don't want to block things. You can have your guest Wi-Fi have a more hardened DNS filter, for example. So you can do that at a network level. In my case, as I say, I'm not doing it at this level. I'm doing it on my full network. So my Ether1 is going to go through 10.0.0.2 for all of its DNS requests. So now, if I jump over here and just refresh this page, as simple as that, the advertisement is blocked. See that? So it tried to load it. See how it's got a placeholder? It tried to access the ad, but it was blocked at the DNS level, so it never got to my browser. How cool is that? So with this setup, another thing to keep in mind is that while your MikroTik DHCP server is going to dish out this new DNS setting for 10.0.0.2 in my case, you may have a situation where somebody has maybe a custom DNS setting on their phone. or maybe there is they're running a browser that overrides your network's DNS settings. That could be a problem because this setting is not enforced. So this setting can easily be bypassed by your device. So by default, your MikroTik device right now, as I've just demonstrated with this basic configuration, is going to download those settings through DHCP. I don't know that download is the right term, but it's going to get the new IP and DNS settings from your DHCP server on the MikroTik. But if your device has its own custom settings, it's going to circumvent that. So if you'd like to instead enforce it so that even if there was an override on a device or if your browser was ignoring your desired DNS settings on your network, well, you'll want to watch further in our series as we're going to be looking at how to do what's called DNS masquerading. And with DNS masquerading, we're going to take what we learned today on this tutorial and we're going to take it to the next level, which is to say, okay, my MikroTik is now going to basically find any DNS traffic that's going through my network and it's going to masquerade it so that it has to go through the pie hole. There is an inability on your device to circumvent or override that. Even if you set your DNS settings manually, masquerading will force it to go through, in my case, 10.0.0.2. So this series, cat5.tv/MikroTik, is covering a wide gamut of how to set up and configure and use your MikroTik routing device. We're going to be looking more at masquerading in the future. So I'm dropping that keyword for you because I want you to watch for it. If that's of interest to you, you want to enforce it, get on to cat5.tv/MikroTik and look for that one called DNS masquerading.